Well, I think it's very important for the Institute in the current climate. There's a lot of uncertainty regarding higher education at the moment. And really what we're doing within the BMW region is building on a track record of collaboration over the last 12 or 13 years. We have a good track record right across the BMW region of working with our partner institutions and also working with various stakeholders within the region as well. So we want to be part of that. We want to make sure that Letterkenny IT plays its part. And also we want it to reflect very positively on the staff and students and graduates and the stakeholders of Letterkenny IT as well.
I mean, heretofore, would you not have been competing with these other ITs? And how can you ensure that you will attract the same numbers? Would you have to focus perhaps on local students more or less?
Well, I think the situation is what we're trying to do is come up with a stronger institution. And the demographics would suggest over the next number of years that there's going to be a huge growth in students coming through the second level education system in Ireland and ultimately on the third level. So there will be a demand for increasing provision. We obviously are at the early stages of discussions as to how we progress this, but we'll be looking at the most efficient model to provide the best service to the people within the BMW region.
Would that require some sort of a quota system to ensure that Letterkenny IT gets its fair share?
Well, I think in my role as president of Letterkenny IT, I'm not going to do anything to disadvantage this institution. We've worked very hard over the last number of years to make this institution a very successful one, one that's recognised nationally and internationally as a very successful institution. And there's no way we're going to diminish Letterkenny IT's role within any collaborative mechanism.